An embarrassing security breach has been revealed at One World Trade Center. It involves a teenager with one of those GoPro cameras. ABC's Josh Margolin says that the 16-year-old New Jersey teen managed to sneak through security all the way to the top of the tower.
He got in through a security fence, a regular barbed wire construction site fence, found the seam in it. He's a small kid, and he gets in, and he has a GoPro that he's wearing. He's carrying a still camera, and he tries to walk along very surreptitiously along the route of the fence. He climbs some stairs. At some point, he gets on an elevator. Elevator takes him most of the way up to the 90th floor or so. Then he climbs stairs beyond that. He gets all the way to the spire. At some point, he comes back down, and only at that point does a construction supervisor pull him aside, start questioning him. Police are called.
Okay, now One World Trade Center is the Western Hemisphere's tallest structure. It is built on the site of the fallen Twin Towers. It is supposed to be among the most secure places anywhere. And last weekend, 16-year-old Justin Cascio from Weehawken, New Jersey, managed to sneak through security and reach the top of the tower and its antenna, all with his GoPro video camera running, taking pictures along the way. And this is raising red flags among security officials. Hey, you know, if a teenager can do it, who else can? He got on the construction site through a one-foot opening in a fence, then entered the tower by climbing scaffolding, managed to avoid a guard on the 104th floor. That guard has since been fired. Not immediately known how he got all the way to the 104th floor before he was noticed. Anytime you have something like that, by the way, Weehawken, New Jersey, why is that historically significant? Senior Chief Executive Producer Phil G. Vannevar III?
Is that where that 18-year-old high school senior lived that tried to sue her parents?
No, that was Morristown.
I thought we were going to find out that the
16-year-old
that got up into the World Trade Center was her little brother.
The 18-year-old who sued, the 18-year-old spoiled brat who sued her parents for child support, meaning support for herself, even though she was 18.
Paying school tuition.
She has now gone back home with her little tail between her legs.
She even had to go into court and do something that rescinded her lawsuit against mom and dad.
Well, I mean, when the judge was reading texts of her F-word-laden voicemail for her mother and said, I've never seen such gross disrespect for a parent before, it kind of let the cat out of the bag of, you know, who's in the wrong here.
Children gone wild.
So, anyway, yes, she's gone back home. No, Weehawken, New Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, was the site of the famous duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Oh, okay.
Which did not end well for Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
And frankly, didn't really work out too well for Aaron Burr either. Yeah. I mean, there went his political career. Mm-hmm. It's 6:45. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The biggest names are on KVI. John Carlson, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Lars Larson, and Michael Savage. News and views you can't get, people you can't hear anywhere else. Talk Radio 570 KVI.